Before we jump into today's show, I just wanted to let you know that I have got a brand new three-part audio series available to download right now. If you head over to donnaead.com/3-part audio, that's all one word, no spaces, you can download your How to Build Your Authority with Podcasting audio series. This is going to address guesting and hosting. So if you're interested in either of those and you want to know how to build your authority, head over to donnaead.com/3-part audio. The link will be in the show notes. You're listening to the Wedding Procast UK, the place to be if you are a UK wedding professional looking to grow and streamline your business. I'm your host, Donna Ead, 10-year wedding photography veteran and CEO at the Society of Professional Wedding Vendors. If you want to grow and streamline your business, this is the podcast for you. Make sure you hit subscribe where you listen or join our email list at www.spwv.co.uk. You'll find the sign up form at the bottom of every episode, and by doing so, you won't miss a thing. So let's jump into today's show. Before we jump into today's episode, I have a brand new quiz available. I would love you to go over and take it. It is at spwv.co.uk/quiz. And this quiz is going to help you identify where you are on your client attraction journey. One of the biggest questions I get, and one of the things that vendors find the most difficult, is how do I get more clients? How do I attract more clients to me? How do I get them booked? This quiz is going to take you through just four questions that are going to help you to understand where you are on your client attraction journey and what to do next. So go ahead, take the quiz. It'll take you less than a minute. It is at spwv.co.uk/quiz. Welcome back to the podcast, everybody, and happy new year. It is 2022. Oh my goodness, I can't believe it. And it's already so many days into 2022 as well. I did have a podcast lined up for today. I'm going to do it next week instead. It's about vision boards. So if you are interested in that, then please do hit that subscribe button where you listen. Make sure that you are on our list so that you don't miss that episode. But today I really wanted to freeform a little bit, just give you some insights into what a new year looks like for me, what I'm planning on doing this year, and how we are going to grow on the podcast. So there's a couple of things to mention straight off. First, my sound might not be the best today because I haven't got my little screen. My setup isn't as I wanted it. I'm going to explain that in a little bit. But yeah, so the sound might not be as good as it usually is, but we will work on that. And then, yeah, we're talking resolutions. So new year, new resolutions, new goals. And I know some people are completely against resolutions. It's like, don't want to set New Year's resolutions. They're always done. Usually, I think the actual statistics is by day 17, we've all given up on our New Year's resolutions. So a lot of people have got mixed feelings about setting New Year's resolutions. This year, I've done something different. So usually I do kind of set an intention for the year. But with my business, obviously I set business goals, and the new year is always a good point to sort of start fresh and look at things going ahead. So let me just talk you through what happened between the last episode and now to give you a kind of overview of what happened, stroke what didn't happen, and what I'm going to be doing moving forward. So my idea had been to take off a good chunk of time over Christmas just to reset, go through my goal setting book. So if you haven't set your goals yet, this book is available, and your milestones are by SPWV Press on Amazon. So you can get this book. It's a small book, but it basically helps you to set out your goals for the new year, gives you space to write your big vision, and looks through the five pillars that you need to be focused on in your business, and then allows you to set your mini goals. So for each month, so that you can reach those goals. So that is available. I was planning on going through that, getting a planning session done, getting all of my podcasts, sort of titles, working titles set up for the year, doing all of this wonderful stuff. Plus, on a personal side, I wanted to get our third bedroom sorted. So our third bedroom is going to become my craft room / Scentsy headquarters. So if you don't know, I'm also an independent Scentsy consultant. I absolutely love the products. So why wouldn't I, one, sell them and make a little bit of money, and two, not have to pay full price for my own stuff? So I wanted a space dedicated to that, because it's kind of taking over the house a little bit, because I like to keep the boxes so that when I swap them out, I can protect them, because they're always very well packaged. So there's just stuff everywhere. So the third bedroom is my craft space. I'm a very crafty person. I love to sew, I love to knit, I love to crochet. So that is going to be my room to sort of store all that stuff. It will also become my podcasting room, because it's going to have a lot of fabric in it, a lot of wool. I'm going to have some foam that I'm going to put up as well. So the sound is just going to be better quality than here in my office, where it's a bit more echoey. So that was the plan for the holidays. We're going to take a week of the three that I took off to actually do that. And it didn't happen. There was a number of reasons why it didn't happen, but mainly because even though I took the time off, I was still kind of working for the first week. And then the second week kind of encompassed Christmas. And then that little bit in between Christmas and New Year, where you don't know what day it is. So Michael McIntyre did a sketch where he said, like, you know, that bit in between Christmas where you're like, I don't know what day it is. Did the bins go out today? Did they go out tomorrow? You know, are the sales still on? You know, all of that stuff. You have no idea where you are in between Christmas and New Year. So it just ended up being that the time wasn't there to do it. We didn't get started. And one of the other things was, obviously, we bought all the Christmas decorations down to put those up. And then the boxes for those were in that bedroom as well, stored out of the way. So it was just like, well, there's just extra mess to deal with. So it didn't get done. That's the bottom line. So I still need to do that. And that is going to be a focus for the beginning part of this year. So in January or February, got to confirm with my other half. I need him to take some time off work so he can help me. And we're going to get on with it. Now, the room isn't that much bigger than the pantry that I did over a weekend. So a week should be enough to get it done and completed. So hopefully at some point in the next 6 to 8 weeks, that will happen. Until then, I'm podcasting in the office. So I have got a good list of ideas for podcasts that I'm doing this year. So I'm really pleased about that. And I've also got some interviews lined up, ready to go as well. So I'm excited about that, but I'm not as far forward as I wanted to be. So coming into January, New Year's resolutions, I have set some personal targets, goals, and some business goals that I want to work towards. But what I'm doing this year differently to what I have done in other years is I'm not starting with everything all at once. One of the big things I think is when we are trying to make changes is we try and do too much all at once. And what happens is it's so jarring and it is so alien that the routine of it just doesn't get implemented. And then we just fall by the wayside. So what I am planning to do is gradually start to input these new routines and rituals into my life. So one of the things that I've been doing over the Christmas period is reading a book called Coffee Self-Talk. I will link it in the description below. So if you want to check it out, go ahead. Not an affiliate link, just a link. I've been really fascinated to read it, and it is something that I want to incorporate into my daily routine. So I am going to do a morning routine and an evening routine podcast later in the year, probably the early part of the year, and let you know what I am moving towards, where I was and what I'm going to be doing. And so it's going to become part of my morning routine to do this coffee self-talk. Now, I don't like coffee. You may or may not know that. I can't stand coffee. I am a tea drinker, and coffee is disgusting to me. I love the smell of coffee beans, but if you put hot water with it, I can't stand the smell. And if you put that spoon that you stirred your coffee with in my tea, I can't drink my tea because all I can taste is coffee. It is that serious. Wish it was different because I love all of the paraphernalia that comes with coffee. Love the look of it. And you always say, don't you, oh, do you fancy coming around for a coffee? It just rolls off the tongue much better than do you want to fancy coming around for a tea. It doesn't quite have the same effect, but you know, it is what it is. So coffee self-talk can happen with any drink that you partake of in the morning, and you pair it with your first drink of the morning because you always have that first drink, whether it's coffee, whether it's tea, whether it's lemon water, whatever it is for you, it is what you do on a daily basis. It is a built-in routine. And she talks in the book about Atomic Habits by James Clear, and how, you know, if you habit stack, you can really sort of make a powerful change in your routine by doing that. Because we are creatures of habit, and changing our habits is very, very difficult. They say, you know, somebody said it takes 21 days. Somebody else I've heard says it actually takes 66 days. For me, it is definitely more than 60 days, because I did yoga every day for 60 days, fell off the wagon for one day, and that was it. My whole routine was gone with the yoga. So that's something that I'm going to be doing, is introducing coffee self-talk. I'm also wanting to continue to grow my personal fitness goals. So I have joined a membership where they do live classes on Zoom 6 times a week. I'm not going to be doing 6 times a week. I have committed to doing four times a week. So that's Monday morning, Tuesday morning, Wednesday evening, and Friday morning. So good way to start the day with a bit of exercise. So I'm going to commit to doing that. I am currently doing Adrian's 30 days of yoga because I do that every year and I really enjoy it. So I'm doing that on top of the other exercise as well. It's just a little daily boost. It's only for 30 days. I am hoping that I will continue to do some yoga after that period, but we're going to see how it goes. I don't want to put that pressure on myself now that I'm committing to doing more exercise than those 4 classes that I've committed to. That membership also encompasses a nutrition element and a mindset element. So my commitment this year is to dig more into those other 2 areas and start to implement some of that into my life. So those are some personal ones there. With the podcast, obviously, it is always to grow the listenership so that I can reach more people that find it useful. So you can really help with that by hitting the share button and sharing this with a colleague or a friend who works in the wedding industry. I do have listeners outside the wedding industry, but my main focus here is obviously to support wedding suppliers in the UK. So if you can share it with anybody who is in there, that industry, then that would be really, really helpful. Obviously, liking and leaving a review would also really help. So if you can do that for me, that would be fantastic. So that's kind of a look at what I am, some of the things that I'm looking at implementing this year. The other thing that I want to get sorted is my social media. So one of the things that I have been praised for by my peers is my consistency. And social media is something that I am able to be very consistent at. Now, I'm officially back at work on the 10th of January. So this is coming out before then. So I haven't really got back into the new year yet. So I've still got a little bit of time. And this week, what I am concentrating on is trying to get in place those systems to get that sorted out. I'm going to be doing my calendar a little bit differently. So I've done calendar blocking with you guys before. I will try and link those shows below, but I am going to be working on my calendar in a slightly different way this year, especially at the beginning part. We'll see how it goes. I always like to do a reset every 3 months with my calendar to make sure that it's working for me. I've decided that I'm going to do a bit more batching this year and sort of spending like a week on one area. So maybe 1 week I do the batch of podcasts for the next quarter. Maybe I'll do recording on a couple of days, editing on a couple of days, and get everything set up and scheduled on the last couple of days, however it's going to be. I'm also going to try and make it so that I can take Fridays off entirely. I started working with having Friday afternoons off at some point during the end of last year. I want to try and get it so that I am down to a 4-day week. But that is going to take focus and dedication, and it's going to take using my time more wisely than I have done in the past, which is why I am changing up my calendar a little bit. So that's a little bit about what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to go through my vision board next week with you guys. As I said, vision boards are really great for sort of setting the intention and having it there in front of you. So I will talk more about the goals that I want to achieve this year in sort of terms of business and personal goals that I'm aiming to work towards. I will talk about that a little bit more next week when we're going through the vision board process. And vision boards, you need to keep them in your eye line. So last year I kept one on my photo above my desktop PC. It was stuck there over this lovely picture that my sister bought me. I've got two pictures in my office that my sister bought me that I absolutely love, but one of them was covered up for the entirety of last year because it had my vision board over it. I also put it as my screensaver on my PC, and I put it on my phone as my wallpaper. So these things need to be kept front and center for you to be paying attention. It's the same with your goals. When you're sitting there setting your goals out, unless you keep writing them down and reminding yourself of them, they get sort of swept to the wayside. They're not at the forefront of your mind, and you will start to fall into the routine of getting through the day and you're not actually working towards those goals. So we're going to be looking at that over the next few weeks as well, how we can make sure that we're focusing on our vision for 2022 and making it happen. So that is it for this week, guys. I hope you have had an absolutely amazing Christmas and a lovely new year, and that you are ready and raring to go for 2022. I don't know if it is universal, but for me, when we start a new year, although, you know, at midnight when we do the cheersing, I don't feel any different. I do have a different energy around me at the beginning of the year where everything is kind of fresh and new. Maybe it's the weather, maybe it's that crisp, icy weather that really makes me feel like it's a new start and a new opportunity. I mean, every day is a new opportunity to make a difference in your life. So really grab that with both hands and walk towards what it is that you want. Take a look at that book, Coffee Self-Talk, if you are interested in how you can manifest your goals with some talk. And I will see you next week. Bye for now. Don't forget to hit those stars and leave a review of the podcast where you listen if you found value in what you heard today. It's a free way you can help the podcast reach more people just like you.